Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump the pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Steve-O.
Yeah!
Yeah! Happy birthday, Static! Happy birthday, Shock Therapy! Happy birthday, me! Woo!
It's a birthday show.
It really is.
I'm in my birthday suit.
Oh,
my. Oh wait, no, I'm not. No, I'm not naked. Who am I kidding?
But your birthday is today!
Yes.
Pastor Nate Heitzig joining me in studio as always. If you would like to see him in his birthday suit, mystaticradio.com. We got the webcam up! Woo! If you donate $1,000 this hour, he will do Shock Therapy Live. No, he won't.
I won't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not a stripper.
Yeah. So, however, this show, it's going on 2 years now. We were talking
Dude,
about this off air.
2 years old. I can't believe they let us do it that long.
Yeah, I can't either.
How
to be
have we not been sued or fined?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Man.
So, but we've been doing this for a couple years now. Hey, if Shock Therapy Live has helped you, we have taken countless phone calls on masturbation, cutting, something as simple as drinking, tattoos, whatever, cross dressing. I mean, we've tackled so many different issues. If this show has helped you, if you love this show, show your support right now by contributing to Static Radio. The phone number is 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We got tickets to House of Heroes. We've got iPhone cases. We got music CDs. We got t-shirts. We got all kinds of stuff.
You know, and here's the thing. So check it out. It's my birthday. It's Shock Therapy Live's birthday. So I want you guys to step it up. So if you've ever asked a question and you've ever, you know, emailed one in, Facebooked one in, called us, then I want you to get on the phone. I want you to call and I want you to donate at least $10. Every single person who's ever asked a question. And what I want you to do is call in, tell us how this show has helped you, and tell us how much money you're going to donate to keep this show going. Because the only reason this goes on is because of you guys.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, the only reason we get to answer your questions, the only reason we get to do a crazy show like this is because of listener support. So if you want to see this show continue going, then you know, pull out your wallet.
Yeah.
Let your money speak where your mouth is.
Like that. Let your money speak where your mouth is.
Yeah, that's how the saying goes. Something about money and putting it in your mouth. Money's dirty. Why would you want it in your mouth?
Right,
Ew.
Right? Let's be honest. Therapy is hella expensive, right?
Dude.
Oh,
come on. You'd pay like a
therapist?
Grand. You, like just one person, you'd pay a grand. We want to raise.
Help people.
Yeah, in this hour, we want to raise $1,000 to show Static how awesome Shock Therapy Live is.
Absolutely.
So if you think Shock Therapy Live is awesome, then get on board. Come on, guys.
Yeah, 1-866-730-4921, the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. We do have operators hanging out, standing by. They can help you with all of the different gifts that you can receive. With your donation, we got birthday bash tickets, we got CDs, we got iPhone cases. But let me tell you, dude, our birthday bash coming up, House of Heroes and Come Wind, the only way to get an invitation right now is to donate. So donate now.
Yeah.
And of course, we're still going to do Shock Therapy Live. We don't want to, you know, completely negate the show. So if you've ever been touched by the show, if this show's ever meant anything to you, as Nate said, donate now. Call in. Let us know how it has impacted you. We were freaking out excited a couple weeks ago because non-believer,
yeah.
She calls herself that. Or at least called herself that, up until recently, actually went to renovate, hung out, and gave her life to Christ. And it is stories like that that just blow my mind and remind me what is important and what we are doing here. So,
yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, hey, we're still going to answer questions on this show today. We're not just going to like, hey, give us money. We're also going to answer questions. So.
Absolutely. Last week, actually, we got a question about medication and stuff like that. And we brought up ADD and there were many different responses. We actually got a response from somebody who was diagnosed with ADD, almost like a praise report,
I guess, you know, because we kind of mentioned before about ADD, you know, that a lot of people are just diagnosed and they're just given this
overly,
you know, and this guy has actually asked numerous questions before, but he said, hey guys, just a comment. I was diagnosed with ADD and I traded Ritalin for the Word of God. Now, instead of taking a pill, I dive into the Word, do a study, and then study my secular studies.
Huh. And it worked for him.
Yes.
That's
it
amazing.
It works. Spread the word.
Yeah. And, you know, that's not to say, hey, everybody stop taking your medicine because doctors do know well.
It's a bad idea.
That's a really bad idea.
Yeah. We have people that do that a lot of times. They come to church like, hey, God talked to me and he wants me to, like, do crazy things. Really? Who's God? My medicine.
Yeah. Or you stop taking your medicine and all of a sudden you start hearing from quote-unquote
crazy
God.
Things.
So not to say everybody should just stop taking their medicine right now, but if you have a question for Shock Therapy Live, you can send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. We will keep it anonymous if you send us an email. Or if you'd be so bold, the phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. It's Shock Therapy Live. What do we got first?
Yeah, we've got a question, obviously. It says, I have a nephew I am especially close to because my brother passed away before he was born, so I try to compensate for that. Anyway, the kid is a genius. All the school tests point to that, but his behavior is really bad. He doesn't respect his mother. He only goes to school when he wants to go because he can make good grades without trying. Hmm. But he flunks for being absent. He just wants to skateboard all day. He's turning 16 this summer. In a weak moment, when he was younger, he asked for my car, a classic Camaro. When he was old enough to drive, I said yes because all the teenage boys love my car. I thought it would be nice for him to have. He recently asked for it, but I no longer think he deserves it. I'm worried that he is so immature and irresponsible that he will end up crashing the car and possibly hurting himself or someone else. But I don't want to go back on my word, and I also don't want to let him down since I'm always talking to him about Jesus and trusting the Lord. What if he is praying for this car? I feel like I've been trapped by the words of my mouth. Any suggestions are appreciated. My name,
Blank.
Never bleep, bleep, bleep. Yeah, so I think this is actually a pretty easy question, in my opinion.
Agreed.
I think that, you know, again, I know lots of parents who promise their kids, hey, when you get old enough, you can have a car, but you have to do this.
Right.
You know, it's a promise of contingency. You know, and by the way, God makes promises that are contingent upon us as well. In the Bible, God makes promises that he says, I'll do this if you do this.
Right.
I'll do this if you do that or if you don't do that.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would talk to him and say, hey, you know what? I really do want you to have my car. I want you to be able to drive it. I want you to be able to enjoy it. But there's a contingency on that. I've seen that you've been skating by in life lately. I would like to see by the end of this year you pull your grades up to at least B's, and if you do that, then I'll give you my car.
Yeah.
And make it be something that he's motivated to work for it or to, you know, to get it. Because you can be, you know, this car could be a source of motivation in his life, and don't just give it to him, you know, freely and say, hey, here's the car, just do whatever you want to do, go crash it and, you know, whatever. You know, make him work for it, make him push for it.
Yeah, I agree 150%. Also, guess what? You're the grown up. It's not that you're going back on your word. You said, hey, we want to give you this car, but, all of a sudden in life, things change and circumstances change, and this kid is changing the circumstances of his life by not applying himself, by kind of falling apart and trying to skate by. And all you're going to do by just giving him this car is continuing to allow him to skate by, because you're saying, yeah, you know what, you're screwing up in school, you kind of suck at life right now, but you know what, I said I was going to give you this car, and so even though you completely don't deserve it, I want to continue to spoil you and continue to allow you to skate by and not really work at anything. I was that kid. I was that kid who, you know, didn't felt like I needed to apply myself, all the quote-unquote talent in the world. I had a 4.0 when I was at military school because I had to. I was, like, forced to study. I was forced to be in school. I was forced. And then I went to APS, and I skated by and skated by, and unfortunately, all the handouts and everything I got just contributed to me being lazy and not really caring and not really trying. You have to work for something. And it doesn't sound like he's really having to work for this Camaro except by, you know, screwing up in school.
Yeah, you know, I went to Wolf Academy, and I had to work for everything. You know, because
what is that?
I was raised by wolves.
Oh my god!
And so I had to go to Wolf Academy, and dude, you freaking have to run and chase rabbits.
Did you just call Skip and Linya wolves?
No. I was adopted by them when I was older. I was actually raised by wolves. I was raised by wolves, and man, it's hard to be a wolf. You've got to chase stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to, like, lick each other, and, like, you get, it's gross, and it's just, like, by the way, never lick your dog. It's just gross. You get nasty hair in your mouth. I mean, yeah, it's just not fun.
It's bizarre.
You have to sleep in, like, cold caves.
Right, right. And if that wolf den mother had just given you a Camaro, you'd probably still be in that cave with that Camaro.
Man, you know, my wolf mother taught me some great lessons in life, and
I'm so thankful. For her.
You know, she told me when I was coming up to my 16th birthday, she's like, Nate, if you want my Camaro that I've got parked in the Cave of Wonders, well, then you have to do a better job catching squirrels. And I was like, you're right, wolf mother. I've only caught like 3 squirrels this month, and all the other wolf cubs have caught like 10 squirrels, and I'm not pulling my weight. And then I realized the problem wasn't that I wasn't a good squirrel catcher. The problem was that I wasn't a wolf.
Right. And there it is.
Yeah. And then I left the wolf mother.
Yeah,
I actually killed the wolf mother, and I have a coat now of the wolf mother's skin. It's really warm.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you would like to get a question.
What are we talking about? What's happening?
Live. Don't give the kid the Camaro. The end.
Yeah.
Hey, you are listening to Shock Therapy Live during Spring Bling.
It is
our fundraiser. And if you enjoy the show, maybe it's not even something on a deep level. Maybe you just enjoy listening to idiotic
banter. If you just laughed, you better give us money.
There you go. You can do so
right
now.
We're counting your laughs.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. You know, therapists always say that laughter is the best medicine. That was free. Laughter.
Yeah, so, free laughter.
So pay us.
Laughter is the best medicine unless you have a disease.
Right.
Then you probably
want
something else.
Right. This is
true. Because then laughing is not really going to help you.
No, it'll probably still
It might
be
actually
bad.
Hurt because like if you're like in pain and you're laughing, so we might have actually hurt somebody.
That's
I'm
true.
Sorry.
Oh, man,
I'm
we
sorry if we
for
hurt
that.
You.
Yeah. Get to the doctor. 1-866-730-4921. That's the phone number if you would like to donate to Static Radio. And,
or call us. We want to talk to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can they still call us?
Well, I was going to say, if they call the 1-866 number and donate because they love Shock Therapy Live, the operator can then send them back to us directly so we can hear from them why they love, why they donate, and what about Static Radio or Shock Therapy Live is it that caused them to donate. So, yeah, we want to hear from you. We got a lot of email questions. You can email anonymously. It seems these days most of our questions come in the form of an email because we get a lot of hard questions. So we got an anonymous.
I'm gonna stop making them anonymous now.
Oh, stop
no,
it
I'm serious.
Right now.
I'm not gonna say their last name. I'm gonna say their first name. No one knows.
Not.
They're
no,
gonna be
not.
Like a little bit. I'm gonna do it. So David asked a question. Oh, he
Thanks,
says,
Janine.
Please keep me anonymous. Oops. I know this is a
Good
little,
job,
but that's such a random name, David. Everyone's like, oh, I know a David. That's
I
the
know.
Point. Everyone knows a David.
Right.
Just like everyone knows a Steve-O.
Everyone knows a Steve-O?
Yeah, because everyone listens to you on the radio.
Oh, okay. All
and right. also, everyone's watched that stupid show about Jack Butts.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
there's that guy there named Steve-O.
Yeah, he's from Albuquerque, too.
Is he really?
Yeah, long story short.
I want to see you guys fight.
That's really funny that you should say that. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Back to our anonymous question from David. I know this is a little out of the realm of the normal shock therapy sessions, but I've been watching and reading about the coming Great Deception. UFOs, oh no.
Oh, please keep reading.
Someone's watched too much Chuck Missler.
Yeah.
I know this is weird. Hold on. Okay, anytime a question. Hey, I know this is weird, but hold on.
Just
hold on a second.
Just hold on.
Well, I've been listening to Zen Garcia, Chuck Missler. Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Steve Quayle and John the Baptist from Tribulation Now TV. Oh no, this is bad.
Yeah.
And I have to say, they have a very compelling argument. People who rant and rave usually do. My question is, the message that they are spreading doesn't seem to be very common. Is it all right to listen to this stuff, or should I stay away from these subjects? Here's a few videos on YouTube so you can watch so you can get a better understanding of what I'm talking about.
We watched one. Well,
Zen Garcia.
Me and Mitch, we got something in from one of those, like Zen Garcia or somebody. It was like the Zeitgeist movie or something creepy and weird.
Yeah, Sons of God, Who We Are and Where We Came From.
Yeah.
Chuck Missler on Sid Roth, UFOs and the Nephilim. Tom Horn and Steve Quayle, Dark Deception. Thank you, by the way, for talking about sex and relationships is cool, but I think it's all right to take a break from that once in every while. Thanks and God bless.
It's all right to take a break from sex every once in a while? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know.
So his question is about aliens.
Yeah.
Freaky UFOs. Are they real, Nate?
Okay.
Is the Antichrist a Martian?
I think the deeper question here, because the only question I actually heard him say
is it okay to listen to this crap? Yeah.
And the answer is, no, it's not okay to listen to that crap. Turn it off. That stuff's so crazy.
No, I hear you.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I hear people say, hey, so, you know, I was reading this, like, Gospel of Judas, and it's pretty compelling. Like, you know, I'm not, like, into it, but it brings up some good arguments. Do you think I should listen to that? No, you shouldn't listen to that. You know, why do you, why do, it's so funny. Let me ask you this. Where do you find this junk in the Bible? You find it from people who are misaligning verses, from people who are misquoting, from people who are, you know, putting things
misaligning.
Yeah, it's just weird. And so, you know, I think that this stuff, I think that instead of humoring ourselves, and I think honestly we listen to it because we're into movies. Honestly. Right. I think people watch movies and they're like, oh, aliens, oh, horror movies. Oh, crazy stuff. Oh, hey, that's in the Bible too? No, it's not in the Bible. So, but we want to make it in the Bible. We want to somehow appease ourselves. And it just makes me think of what the Bible says, that in the last days there will be many who have itching ears and they will heap up for themselves teachers because they want to hear something that might not be there in the Bible. And so they want to look for these things. So
it pleases them.
I think the best thing is to stay away from it. The best thing is to remove yourself from it.
Yeah.
And if you really want to know, there's a great website that can really help you answer some of the questions that you might have with this, and it's called gotquestions.org.
Yeah.
And you can go in there and just type in like zeitgeist or type in aliens or UFOs or something like that, and it'll give you a really good answer, biblical answer, biblically founded truth that can help you with some of those questions. But I think all that junk should just be thrown out.
Yeah, here's the problem with this, and here's what happens. And I'm gonna equate this to my baby, okay? Brody, right? Mm. He is gonna be 6 months old here in about a week and a half. So he's at the point where he's starting to take food, right? And the doctor's like, yeah, he can totally rock some food, whether it's bananas or avocados or, you know, don't mix them, make sure it's whatever. So of course, the first time he tried it, he was like, bleh. It was he freaked out because it was like food in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's used to mama's milk. Like
warm
that's
milk.
All he's right. That's it. Like rocking mama, that's it. That's all he wants. So here's what Chrissy did. She took said avocado, right? She got the avocado, and then she got the little whoosh, 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 right? That's the pump. That's the sound that the mom makes. My wife's gonna kill me. And she pumped out a little mama's milk. Mixed in the mother's milk there with the avocado, and then he just like went to town on that avocado, ingested the whole thing.
Ugh.
Ate the whole avocado. And here's why. Because something familiar was mixed in there and he just took it as gold. And unfortunately, this is what Christians do. They hear a little bit of truth sprinkled in, right? Like, well, this part is kind of true, so I'm just going to ingest everything. Aliens must be real. Because Chuck Missler said that Jesus is the only way. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I believe, yeah, this is good and I'm going to just keep eating.
Aliens, all crazy, insanity, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Stop even eating avocados. Gosh.
What is wrong with you?
Just, like, get the glorious milk from the teat of the word.
There you go. 505-338-3700 is the phone number if you would like to chime in on Shock Therapy Live. Hey, if you would like to donate to the ministry, it is our fundraiser time. And, man, if you enjoy this show, if you have fun, I have a blast doing this show.
And that was biblical, by the way.
Yeah, that
is. The Bible calls the milk. Like, you start off with the milk, then you move to the avocados.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you move to steak.
That's right. There you go.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, but don't mix that up with funky food that's going to freak you out that you're not supposed to be eating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come on.
Go for it.
Nobody likes peas and squash.
Right.
Don't give me that crap. No. I don't want
like
peas and squash.
And
baby food peas and squash?
No, not baby
all
food
blended up and gross. And you smell it. You can smell the pea excess juice.
You got a point there. You got a point there. 1-866-730-4921 is the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. Show your support for Static Radio and for Shock Therapy Live. If you love what's going on here, you can, talk to one of the operators.
Yeah.
We got a lot of questions to get to, but we have to take our first break.
Hey, we have a phone call.
We do. Our amazing producer is going to answer said phone call, you know, because she's paying attention. Hey! Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm so glad we have her in that room.
Me too. She
does such
a
good job.
Wonderful job paying attention. So anyways, all right, we'll take a quick break. Coming right back. More of Shock Therapy Live. Static Radio.
Peace out.
Lobo fans, your 2013 Lobo football season tickets are on sale right now. Starting at just $78 for adults and $48 for youth ages 2 to 18. Bring the entire family for just $204, including two adult and two youth tickets. And listen to this. Group season tickets start at just $62 for 10 or more people. Support your Lobos and purchase football season tickets today. Call 925-LOBO or log on to golobos.com for details.
Steve-O here, morning show co-host and program director of Static Radio.
Hey, you may not know this, but Static Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported station. And it's because of you and your financial contributions that we're able to do what we love, playing the latest music, at times engaging in challenging conversations, or just having a good time getting you through your day. Most importantly, though, Static Radio is here to spread the truth of Jesus Christ. But we can't do it alone. And that's where you come in. If you'd like to donate to Spring Bling, you can do so right now by calling 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. You can also log on to mystaticradio.com and lend your support there. If you love the station, support it.
Shock Therapy Live. What do you want to talk about? Comment now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or call 505-338-3700. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Yep. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, hey, Celeste. Hey, hey, come back.
Where are you going?
Come back.
You want to hang out with us?
No.
Yeah, you can hang out with us. Celeste from 2 to 6 every single weekday.
I thought you were kicking me out.
She's also the only ginger we have in the studio.
She is, and you can see her at the webcam, mystaticradio.com. There you go. Is that why you did your hair today? Because you knew you were going to be on a webcam?
No, I did my hair today because I had a little bit more energy than the rest of the day.
Okay, good. You look good, bro. Good job.
Now here's a question. I've always kind of had this question because, people of Spanish descent generally like to stick with people of Spanish descent. Like, they want to, like, you know, listen to Spanish music, and they have that pride. I've always wondered, is there such a thing as, like, ginger pride? Like, do you listen to Aaron Gillespie, like, all day long? Like, that's all you listen to? Like, just Aaron Gillespie?
No, I don't just listen to him, but I have a lot more respect for him. Because,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, I was wondering, I was like, man, like, you know.
Definitely. There's a code. Like, whenever, usually, there hasn't been one redhead. This hasn't worked, actually. It's kind of like everyone who drives a Jeep Wrangler. You do the little wave. It has a little
It's like motorcycles.
It's like ginger code. You see each other, you're like, hey, nice hair.
Okay, so
you're
it's kind of
like instant.
Hey! So it's kind of like Nazis. It's kind of like.
Wow. Thanks, Nate. No, we're not like Nazis.
They're like, oh man, everyone with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Right.
Let's start a club.
Wow.
Actually,
what should we do in that club?
Hmm. You misunderstand me. It's not because we feel cool. It's because we've been made fun of our entire lives, and we understand each other's pain.
I don't know why. I don't like. Cartman has a fear of
ginger people.
I don't either. I think they're.
Right there.
I don't know.
There you go.
I'm a fake
like
ginger
it.
Right
there
now. That's kind of freaking me out.
You are listening to Shock
Therapy. Oh, that's
Therapy
right. You dyed
Live.
Your hair
blonde,
and then you dyed
Pastor
it back
Nate
red.
Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yeah. Man, that's
Celeste.
Crazy.
Steve-o.
We're talking about my hair right now if you have any questions.
That's right. If you would like to donate, we just got an email from Beverly who said, hey, I called earlier about making a donation for Spring Bling from my giving fund with the National Christian Foundation.
Aww.
She searched for K-Lite and or Static as a charity, but she couldn't find it. So she said, hey, I donated $200 directly to Spring Bling from the website.
Whoa.
Then she donated $300 from the giving fund to Calvary Albuquerque and asked that the money be given to Static Radio as part of the Spring Bling.
You're awesome.
That's $500. Dude,
you're
Beverly.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Beverly, thank you.
Thank you so much. If you would like to donate, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. It's Shock Therapy Live, and we are taking your questions. We've had this dude
We had
on
two
hold.
Phone calls. What happened to the other one?
I don't know.
What did Michelle say to him?
Hello?
Hey!
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I was just, like, listening to you guys.
Were you enjoying it? Do you want me to put you back on hold?
I can put you back on hold if
you don't want to be part of it.
Hang out with us.
Okay, I'll come hang out.
There you go. Okay.
So, I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that the Twilight Saga is really popular with kids these days, and Harry Potter, and I know that some people in the studio have said that they're a fan of Harry Potter. And before I became a Christian, I was sort of getting into witchcraft a lot and all the fantasy weird realm stuff. And so now that's sort of like a hard spot for me personally, that sort of stuff. And so I'm just wondering, like, you know, some people in my life, they're like, well, it's just kind of what you make of it. And I'm like, well, you know, it can get sort of serious because I know firsthand that it can get, like, you can kind of get seriously into it. Like, I found there's even like a Gray's witchcraft of school, there's like a school online that you can do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so my question is, do you just completely say you cut it out and you say it's bad, and you or do you just kind of, you know, take it with a grain of salt?
Well, I take everything with a grain of salt. I love the taste of salt, so I will take salt on anything and everything. No, but seriously, Nate, we both, I will say, I'll tell you right now, I've read all the books. I am a fan of Harry Potter. I'm also a fan of the Narnia series. Mm-hmm. I'm also a fan of Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. However, I will say this, my sister-in-law has a very good friend who grew up in the church and then turned away and became a Wiccan. And for her, anything to do with quote unquote, I say quote unquote, witchcraft, freaks her out. And so for her, she chooses, like, I am abstaining from this completely because this is something that is very close to me. It is a personal conviction in her life. Yeah. This isn't something that I would say, well, you got to take this back to Leviticus where it talks about witchcraft, because that's actually not necessarily the case either, because the word used for witchcraft there, pharmakei, is where we get our word for pharmaceuticals. And it's still speaking of that, because with sorcery, they were using mind-altering drugs, and they were doing some crazy things. But
yeah, now, but there are things in the Bible where it talks about literal witchcraft. Like we read was it Saul who went to the Witch of Endor? Yeah, he went to Witch of Endor, saw some.
Not to be confused with the Moon of Endor, where the Ewoks live.
Yes,
the Witch of Endor.
So, you know, there is signs of witchcraft in the Bible. What I would also say this, though, is the kind of witchcraft that people practice today, which would be called Wicca or things like that. Mm-hmm. It really is not what you see or is portrayed within fantasy. So, you know, they don't carry around wands and you know, wear robes. And, you know, so it's drastically different than what the movies portray or than what, you know, a lot of other things portray. But to say that, I wouldn't force anyone to say, oh, well, it's okay. You need to watch Harry Potter any more than I would force someone to watch Batman if they didn't like bats.
Yeah,
you know,
that's it with my sister-in-law. She's very sensitive to it. And because of that, I don't ever even talk about it. Somebody brings it up around her, I'm not one to jump on and say, I love Harry Potter and here's why, and give a dissertation.
Yeah. You know, if someone was scared of spiders and they said, I'm scared of spiders, so I'm not going to watch Spider-Man, I wouldn't spend my time trying to convince them that Spider-Man's different than spiders, and so they should watch Spider-Man.
Right.
You know,
that's
fine. You don't watch Spider-Man. So, you know, same thing with Harry Potter, but the place where I draw the line is when you have Christians that are like, oh, Harry Potter's so evil. Oh, but I love Chronicles of Narnia, you know.
Right.
I love, you know, that's Christian based. Well, you know,
Tolkien was a believer, so Lord of the Rings is okay.
You got to draw the line there because, you know, that shows really a lack of education or lack of understanding in it. But if you really have a conviction about it, then I think that's totally okay to follow. And I think that's the Holy Spirit, because you really could watch that and maybe be stumbled by it or, possibly, you know, have memories brought back to you. And so, I think in that scenario, that case, it's perfectly okay.
Right.
It's okay to abstain from anything. Even if you said, you know what? I'm abstaining from Bambi because I'm against hunting. That's fine. You don't have to, you don't have to watch Bambi. You know, you don't have to, I think it's okay to feel convictions by the Holy Spirit about anything. Now, the place to draw the line is that you don't take those convictions and you don't push them on other people and say, because I feel this way, you should feel this way too.
Right.
Because I don't like hunting, you should not watch Bambi's mother get killed.
Are we listening to Bambi right now?
We really are. I had Bambi in the... Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's great.
That's
awesome.
Love it.
You guys are awesome. And thank you so much. Another thing that I think about is, like, young kids, you know, they're very impressionable.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's
and
a difference between a discerning,
goes,
a discerning adult.
You know?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between a discerning adult and, say, like my 9-year-old. You know, I'm not gonna.
Right.
I love the Matrix movies. There is zero chance of me showing them the Matrix movies right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, dude, you guys gotta check this out, bro. You're 9. You will have no clue. You know, so there is some discernment that goes with that.
Yeah.
My boys actually have seen the Lord of the Rings films, and we went through The Hobbit together, read The Hobbit. Watch the first film together, but we've also taken a look at it biblically and said, okay, here's actually what this means, and here's this, and
You know, here what I would say, on that the same way, because I hear people say, well, I don't want my kid to want to get a wand and start doing things. Kids have imaginations, and if you take your kid to Spider-Man, he's going to want to shoot web out of his hands and climb walls.
Right.
If you take him to Indiana Jones, he's going to want to carry around a gun and shoot crazy people with swords.
Or
you know?
Get a whip. Come on, he had a whip.
So, you know, kids have imaginations, and so, you know, if you're going to use that, because again, what we're talking about Harry Potter, it's not what we would call modern day witchcraft. So you don't have to worry about your kid getting a wand. It's like, oh man, now Satan's got his heart because he's gonna.
Yeah, the lights went off.
Any more than you have to worry about your kid wanting to put on a Spider-Man suit.
That was like Lumos.
So you know, that's what I would say on that is that, you know, kids have imaginations, and I wouldn't be any more worried about my kid wanting to be Harry Potter than I would about my kid wanting to be, you know, Spider-Man. Because again, it's not like this movie is about Wicca, and I'm worried about my kid, like, you know,
like
Golden Compass or something, where that, you know, the movie Golden Compass was, you know, purely against Christians. I probably wouldn't let my kid watch that and be like, I want to be a talking polar bear, you know, whatever that is. You know, I think there's a line to be drawn within the message that the movie is showing. If there's a bad message, then I don't want my kids to watch that. But when it comes to imagination, this is fantasy, and we're talking about things that I don't really see a difference between a superhero and Harry Potter. I really see them as kind of one in the same in that sense.
This is where good parenting comes in, because for us, my wife and I will tend to watch films before our children watch them so that we can grab different themes or ideas from it, because they can also be great experiences and learning tools for them to grow closer to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because that storytelling is a great way to pinpoint. I mean, J.R. Tolkien, after the books were finished, came out herself and said, Harry Potter is an allegory of Jesus Christ.
J.K. Rowling.
And, I mean, yeah, sorry.
Did you say J.R.?
I said Tolkien. Sorry, I meant J.K. J.K. Rowling came out, said that, you know, and you can clearly see it. Now, my 9-year-old's still not gonna read that yet.
Yeah.
I don't want him reading it, mostly just because, he probably won't get a whole lot of it. But there's something to take away from it. That's why we do Culture Shock here with quote unquote secular music.
Right.
There are themes throughout everything. God has encoded eternity into our DNA. He's written eternity in our hearts, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. And so you can find his story everywhere. C.S. Lewis said that every story is just a retelling of the story. And so you can find the story of Jesus Christ anywhere, and to be able to relate that and say, you know.
And I think it's just, you need to make clear to your kids of any movie you go into, this is fiction, this isn't reality.
Right.
Because we have just as much of a problem if kids again decided, you know what, I am going to jump off of a roof and shoot web out of my hands and swing across buildings.
Right.
There'd be a lot more fatalities if that were the case.
Right.
But you have to understand it's fake, in the same way that if you take your kids to Harry Potter, they have to understand this is fake, this isn't reality. You really can't, you know, you can pretend, but you really can't do the things that they're doing. This is fake. This is fiction.
Right. And so it's, I think, the point where they try to say, oh, this is real and I can do this, that's
right.
Yeah. And again, that danger isn't just in Harry Potter. That's in any movie.
Absolutely.
If they watch any movie and they decide that they're actually going to do what's happening in the movie, we're going to have some serious issues.
Right.
You know? Care Bears, my sister broke her arm.
What?
Care Bears?
Oh, yeah, I have a great story. Okay. Oh, okay. So we had a bunk bed, three little girls, right? And my sisters made a rainbow with the sheets and said, we're going to slide down the rainbow. And I was like, I want to go first. They're like, no, Celeste, oldest first.
Oh.
She broke her arm.
Broke her arm.
You can't really be a Care Bear and slide down the rainbow.
Yeah. And that's the thing. But there's something to be said about protecting the heart of your child.
Man, why is it that every single kid's story sounds like hallucinogenics? It's like, were you on hallucinogenics?
Well,
no, I was
watching,
five. Oh, that's why.
Well, I know. Like, my children.
I'm convinced that 5-year-old brains are like having a normal brain on hallucinogenics.
My kids, when we'll get the UFC fights, and my kids, you know, other kids will come over and they'll want to play, and my kids are like, yeah, but John Jones is fighting. I'd rather, you know, my kids want to watch the fights, but
my son
also
just wants to punch people.
They also understand that it's a sport, and they don't try and like armbar each other every 8 minutes. They're like, we're naked choke, and you know,
my son doesn't understand
that.
He doesn't,
and that's what I was gonna say. Is the difference is some of the younger kids.
So I'm a bad parent. You're a
good
parent. That's what you're saying.
But they'll just immediately start swinging because they don't have that discernment. They don't have the understanding yet.
Next time we come to your house, I'm going to say, Seth, go put Jack in a headlock.
All right, I'm going to go.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, later.
She's like, okay, that just got awkward.
Really, 505-338-3700.
Mom and Dad are fighting.
You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. I can't believe your sister broke her arm with Care Bears.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you know, Care Bears are Wiccans because you've got the rainbow.
Yeah, they're evil.
You've got, like, the sun. They're, like, they worship different god. I'm just making stuff up.
They
but
eat
now
kids.
Some crazy,
like, Care Bears eat kids.
Some crazy conservative.
Normal bears eat honey. Yeah. Care Bears eat kids.
Yeah, Pooh Bear's okay.
They eat your dreams.
Lamb chops.
You know, Care Bears, Care Bears are actually, they're really derived from Freddy Krueger.
Oh, my
God. Because they'll come in your dreams and they'll kill you.
Why are you ruining my life?
I'm just saying, Care
Bears. Just saying, Care Bears.
They don't
really
care.
Watch out for them. No,
they really don't care. It's, it's irony.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, hey, look at this candy. Eat this candy. Oh, it's rat poison.
Oh, my gosh.
Shock Therapy Live. We've got some email questions that we definitely need to get to, but we got to take one last break. We are knee deep in our fundraiser. If you would like to support Static Radio, the phone number is 1-866-730-4921.
Wait, what was that number?
1-866-730-4921.
Stop
that
scream!
What? Yeah!
I'm sorry.
That's the bad. There you go. How are you feeling, by the way? You feeling all right?
I'm okay.
You are here with the concussion.
Yes.
You need to, like, sit down.
You're
That's
concussed.
Why I'm leaning.
You are concussed.
Hey, stop concussing at me.
I see what
so
you did there.
Funny.
That was good. So Celeste is here with the concussion and all. So if she can be here supporting the ministry that she loves, you can too. 1-866-730-4921. All the details at MyStaticRadio.com.
Come
on, guys.
Give us a call.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. We got a few email questions that we will get to right after this. It's Shock Therapy Live. Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip Heitzig.
This is real obvious. Spiritual growth should happen. It's the natural, supernatural result of having a life connected to God. You and I should grow. I love seeing people come to Christ, but Christianity is a whole lot more than obstetrics. It's pediatrics, all the way up to geriatrics. Growth, growth, fruit, productivity, mentorship, discipleship. Second, spiritual maturity has really little, if anything, to do with age. I have met relatively young men and women who are very spiritually mature, and I've met relatively older men and women who are relatively infantile in their spiritual faith.
Call 1-800-922-1888 for a free teaching by Skip Heitzig, or hear more when you visit skipheitzig.com/hotspots.
Steve-O here, morning show co-host and program director of Static Radio. Hey, you may not know this, but Static Radio is a non-profit, listener-supported station. And it's because of you and your financial contributions that we're able to do what we love, playing the latest music, at times engaging in challenging conversations, or just having a good time getting you through your day. Most importantly, though, Static Radio is here to spread the truth of Jesus Christ. But we can't do it alone. And that's where you come in. If you'd like to donate to Spring Bling, you can do so right now by calling 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. You can also log on to MyStaticRadio.com and lend your support there. If you love the station, support it.
Shock Therapy Live. Maybe this time the treatment will take. Better yet, chime in now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or call 505-338-3700. We find it best to get it off your chest. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Steve-O and Pastor Nate hanging out with you. Welcome back to Shock Therapy
Doing
Live.
Doing my birthday dance.
Year two. Mm-mm. And today is happy birthday day.
This is 2 year of birthday for Static Radio and Shock Therapy?
Well, June, really, is our big birthday party. Week of June.
When did we launch in June. We got to look at the website really quick. When did we actually start? When was the first day for Shock
Mitch
Therapy Live?
Mitch is trying to do 4J4.
Okay, July 31st, 2011.
Okay, so we're not...
Well, I can't hear you because there's glass in front of us.
Yeah, so here we go. MyStaticRadio.com/ShockTherapyLive. You can go back. We have talked about pop culture, Christian liberty, being set apart, homosexuality, tattoos, drinking, cutting, masturbation, pornography, relationships,
the shack,
yoga,
freaking smoking, celebrating Christmas, Halloween,
language,
horror movies,
Joel Osteen
horror movies. That's actually a really good. Let's do a Joel Osteen horror movie.
There you go.
Where Joel Osteen comes back as a super charismatic, happy guy who tells you that every day is a Friday.
There you go.
Oh wait, that's reality. Man, my reality is a horror movie.
We had
movie.
Dominic Bally in studio. Dude, yeah. I'm telling you, if you have been a part of Shock Therapy Live over the last 2 years,
yep.
if you have enjoyed it, if it has ministered to you in any way, Yep. Support us.
Yep.
1-866-730-4921. Here's the deal. We have iPhone 4 cases. We've got music CD. We also have t-shirts, static t-shirts.
Yeah.
If you donate $50 or more, it is the only way to be a part of our birthday bash.
Yeah.
Friday, June 14th, featuring House of Heroes and Come Wind. Yeah, it's a show you don't want to miss. You can get your tickets right now.
Yeah.
And hang out with us.
We are going to give out to a very special caller drugs. Oh, no way. We're not going to do that.
No. But we're hugs is what you meant. Hugs.
No, no. The next hour is Breaking Bad hour.
Ah, yes. All right. We can get those donuts from that one donut shop of crazy that, like, do those crazy
blue
donuts.
Oh, the Rebel Donuts?
Is that who does it?
Like bacon, lard donuts or whatever?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They also do, like, the blue donuts.
They have one
like
called the artery clogger.
Yeah,
it's guaranteed to kill you within an hour.
That's all of them. So yeah.
The other night, okay, about that really quick. My wife's on this crazy diet, and she eats really healthy things, and she's doing all these weird things.
That sucks for you.
Oh, it's miserable.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, always hungry now. Like,
right.
Always. Like, we get done with the bike ride, I'm like, I want a pizza, a whole pizza right now.
Right.
And so the other night, like, we're sitting in the house, and my wife's, like, sitting in bed, and I'm like, I'm hungry. What do we have to eat? And I was like, I want food.
She's like, we have oat cakes?
Yeah. And I was like, do we have any cakes? Candy? She's like, we have some Wheat Thins. I'm like, I don't want Wheat Thins. I want something unhealthy. I want something that's going to, like, kill me.
Right.
And so I go over into the kitchen. I'm looking around, and there's really no good food.
Of
and I'm like,
not.
Okay, I have to make something as unhealthy as I can with what I have. So I got a whole wheat bagel, and
okay.
I cut it in half.
All right.
I toasted it. I put ranch on both sides. I put a piece of Munster cheese on both sides, put more ranch on top of the Munster cheese,
okay.
put a piece of cheddar cheese on top of that, and more ranch on top of that, and microwaved it.
Oh, you microwaved ranch? That is disgusting.
So it was two pieces of cheese with a buttload of ranch on a bagel. And I called it the artery clogger.
I like that. That's good.
It was so tasty.
And you're still here.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you go.
I literally felt my blood, like, pushing through my veins. That's what it was doing.
Hey, good news. Janae said you just achieved your goal.
What?
Your birthday goal.
What's my birthday goal?
I don't know. She was hoping it was to be offensive because you just won.
Oh, man. Is that what she said? She didn't text me
I
that.
I love your wife. Oh, man. There you go.
What part was
to
offensive?
Shock Therapy Live. I don't know. Maybe the cheese?
The cheese? Cheese is so offensive.
It's
smelly
so
cheese.
Nasty.
The stuff that smells bad.
Wanting to eat yummy
man,
food.
Man, why does cheese have smelly, dirty feet?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live, and I promise we actually do good. And we're going to do that right now. We got a few email questions that we've been sitting on. One came Sunday night, actually, during the re-airing of Shock Therapy Live. And, problems in school from Anonymous.
Yeah, you want to read it?
Sure. It says, hey guys, I've been having some problems in school. In my humanities class, we're studying women's rights and the feminist movement. This is an intense discussion because it gets into contraceptive rights and inevitably goes into homosexual rights. My school's fairly liberal and is open to different opinions, as they say. However, in class, while people are expressing their hate for God and the Bible, it's almost impossible to be apologetic without getting torn up by everyone. I find that even my teacher covers his ears when he hears students who are bashing Christians. I feel lonely and weak because of this. Even in my circle of friends, I sit and listen to their plans of how they're going to drink and have sex on prom night. I'm so spiritually tired of it all. I've had challenges like this before. It seems to get worse and worse every year. So how can I be strong in this environment? How do I represent Christ and proclaim the truth in a place that hates the truth? Wow. That's a great question. And that sucks that that's going on. I mean, you know that it's going on. Talking to our interns in high school,
yeah.
They go to a Christian high school. There's still problems there, too.
Yeah.
And so the fact
teacher's
that,
like talking about evolution. Oh, wait,
yeah,
no. That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen at Hope. No. Less problems.
Less problems.
Yeah,
of that.
Way less issues. But then you hear, a student like this talking about his school and, the quote unquote liberal agenda, if you will. So how would you respond to that? How does he continually be a light when he's so tired?
Man, I think you reach a person, I think biblically, where you share the truth with someone enough times and they refuse it, they reject it, that eventually you come to a place where you shake the dust off your feet and you go somewhere else.
Well, you can't leave school.
You can't leave school, but I think you reach a point where you say, look, I've tried to stand up, I've tried to share the truth with these people, and they don't accept it. And sometimes the best way to share truth with someone is on a one-on-one basis rather than in a large classroom setting, because again, you know, people are getting fired up and, you know, you really will get torn apart, a lot. Yeah. A lot easier. What I encourage people to do, especially in secular college classrooms, is to get a few books that are for apologetics. I know Josh and Sean McDowell have a really great one called The Unshakable Truth. And I know that Norman Geisler has some really good ones as well. Pick up some books where you can really gird up your loins and you can really stand firm on truth and get some real wisdom from people who are smarter than me. And that's the best thing, that in my opinion, to do.
Yeah.
And then, apart from that, is just study logic, because when you really look at logic, a lot of times when people try to argue with you, you don't have to look at what they're saying, you just have to look at the way that they're saying it.
Right.
And the way that they're going to be saying it is full of logical fallacies. And so make sure that when you present an argument or when you present truth, you do so in a logical fashion, and then listen to what they're saying, and you're going to find areas where they're contradicting themselves, areas where they're not making sense, areas where they're really going maybe ad hominem, they're going against you rather than against what you're saying.
Yeah.
And so you can find things that they're doing, that they're saying, that realistically don't line up with the truth. And when you begin to do that, you're going to be able to have better arguments. But, you know, it's just a tough environment to be in. And
yeah,
that's just, unfortunately, the college campuses of today.
Yeah.
You know, they're just full of that.
Truth. I think digging into the Word and, Galatians 6:9 reminds us to not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Hebrews 10, I was reading this chapter this week, actually, and Hebrews 10:20, starting in verse 22, says, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works." And I like the NIV version because it says, hold fast to, I just lost it. Yeah, to your, I just lost it because I was reading the ESV version. It says it differently, but the same, obviously, in the NIV version. But it's about not losing your confidence. Mm. Don't lose your confidence in that hope. Don't lose your confidence. Stand firm on that confidence.
Amen.
Don't waver in it, because God is faithful. If God says that his word is true, if God says that you can stand firm, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, then don't lose that confidence. Don't waver. You can do it. You can get through it. It sucks right now. The world sucks. They're always going to have this really crappy logic. They're always going to try and hit you with these really stupid arguments. But you know what? Don't lose that confidence in God, because he promises you hope, a future. He promises you that if you do not grow weary in doing good, that you will reap this harvest. So if you don't give up, if you don't give in, if you don't grow tired, then there is a reward for you. And
yeah.
I love those promises.
And you know, I would maybe do like a little social experiment too, like asking class one day, hey, so, you know, you guys start getting in this argument. So whatever you believe is kind of okay, and each person can believe what they want to believe. Yeah, okay. So why is it that every time I bring up what I believe about Jesus Christ, everyone criticizes me? So is it
right,
okay to believe in everything but Jesus Christ? Everything else is okay to believe in but God?
Right.
And you know, kind of phrase that question and let them kind of answer for themselves, and they're going to realize, oh crap, like we're kind
right.
of being
right.
we're kind of being hypocritical. You know, we always say that Christians are hypocrites, but we're kind of being hypocrites as agnostic jerks.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of let them answer the question themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, and sometimes it's easier to do that. I find when I have debates with people, it's easier to ask questions than to try to provide answers. So I'll hear them say, what do you believe? And they'll tell me what they believe, and then I'll rephrase it. So what you're saying is this, and I'll really rephrase to them what they just said to me, and they're going to say, well, that's not what I said. No, that literally is what you just told me.
Right.
And, you know, if you ask questions, sometimes it's easier than giving answers. As you ask questions to them, they begin to answer the questions for themselves, and they realize their faulty logic.
There you go. Hope that helps out. If you have a question for Shock Therapy Live, give us a call. 338-3700.
If you have a question
for Shock Therapy
We're
Live,
doing,
give us a call.
Fundraiser
right now. We have operators standing by in the phone room. Phone number is 1-866-730-4923. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And if you call in to donate, donate now and then stay on the line. The operators can shoot you guys out to us and get your question on that way as well. We do have our cool static t-shirts. We have a CD to give you. We've got iPhone cases. We have a pair of birthday tickets to House of Heroes and Come Wind. That's going down Friday, June 14th. If you'd like to be a part of that show, the only way to get tickets right now is by donating to Spring Bling. So you can do that. Or if you'd like to keep it anonymous.
If you give money, I'll shave my mustache. Oh, wait, you already tried that.
And you did.
Yeah.
You shaved it early.
Yeah.
Despite me.
Yeah.
So mad at you. Looks good.
Thanks.
I miss our mustaches.
I thought I'd miss it. I missed it the first day because literally every 10 seconds I'd go, oh, I can't twist.
Yeah.
There's no twisting happening
right now. Yeah.
And so I'll still like touch it. I'm like peach fuzz, twist, peach fuzz, twist, peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
My wife's happy, though.
Exactly, and that's what matters. My wife's very happy I don't have an ugly mustache. So
yeah.
There you go. We got an email question.
Simple question.
Okay.
Maybe the most interesting email address I've ever seen.
Okay.
Hey.
That is an interesting one.
Maybe we should report this person.
Stop it.
I have a question for Nate and Steve-O. Nate and Steve-O aren't here right now, so... My question is weed in general bad or sinful, even if it is not illegal? We've answered that question a lot before.
I feel like we have. It's becoming a hot topic lately, man. So many people asking this question. I have... my wife and I were literally just talking about this last night because a friend on Facebook was posting all this like, weed needs to be legalized and it's for my glaucoma and like all this stuff, you know, and people get really heated over the issue of smoking weed.
Yeah, you know, to be perfectly blunt up in this joint. Oh, would you like that? It was good, huh? Yeah, you know, here's the thing about weed. No one can smoke like a joint and not be high.
Right.
The point of weed, the only purpose of weed is to get high.
Right.
That's the only purpose of it.
True story. No one
smokes weed except to get high.
Right.
And so that's why it's wrong. That's why it's bad. Whether it's illegal or not, whether it becomes legalized or not, weed is bad for that reason because, you know, again, we're supposed to be controlled by the Holy Spirit and nothing else. We're not supposed to look to a substance or anything else to get us that high or to get us that feeling where, man, I'm so depressed. I just got to get high. That's supposed to be God's job. And if we're using anything to get in the way of that, that becomes wrong. And this is why, you know, people will try to use weed with alcohol. Well, you know, if drinking's okay, then why should doing weed be not okay? You know, and here's the difference is you can drink a beer and not be drunk. You can't smoke a joint and not be high.
Right.
You know, there's not possible to smoke weed, you know, in moderation. Oh, I just smoke it in moderation, man, before I get high.
I'm just going to take one hit from this bong. That's it. Just one hit from this bong.
Okay, you're high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you're not, like, stoned, you're high. You know, so.
High.
Man, will you stop smoking your ghost bong inside Static Radio?
Sorry. Okay.
You're getting me contact.
I'm just saying.
You're getting me ghost contact high.
Yeah. High. Hi! Mitch got high at Edgefest from the people around her. So,
did she?
Yeah, she had to repent of that one. She was like crazy stoned. It was awful.
Man.
Just from the people around her.
Edgefest, we left partway through.
Really?
I loved it. But this is the thing. Like, the Killers were so loud, I couldn't enjoy their music.
Yeah.
So we stayed for about half of their show.
Because you were contact high. Really, getting back to the heart of this question, weed in general, is it bad or sinful? It's altering your state of being. And I get it. Trust me, I will admit right now, I smoked weed. I smoked a lot of weed. And, I can tell you with clarity of mind now that that was the purpose was just, dude, I just want to chill.
Yeah.
Just want to take my mind off of things. I just wanted this. I just want to relax. I just want whatever reason it was, whatever my excuse was at that time, but it was to get high. It was solely to get high. And I know people will come back and say, yeah, but my arthritis or my glaucoma or this is something entirely different. This is, not a medical marijuana question about a doctor prescribing you a prescription. Because when I had my surgery, I was on like codeine because I was in lots of pain. And I understand that. It was doctor prescribed. We're not talking about that. This question is...
Yeah, there's a caveat to that.
Yeah. This question is just
This is smoking
out,
recreationally. Hey. We're talking recreationally. Because even if you have a doctor prescribed and you're like, hey, you know, I got prescribed this weed for my glaucoma. I'm supposed to take like, you know, a little bit each day. I'm going to smoke it all right now with my friends because we're having a house party. Okay, yeah. That's not okay. You know, in the same way that taking your entire bottle of Percocet isn't okay. That's not good.
Yeah. We have like 40 seconds, so let's see. Static.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's really, really quick then. So if smoking cigarettes kind of calms you down and everything, would that be an altering state of mind that would not be good or would be considered sinful?
Well, that's a good question.
You know, I would think a lot of people, especially most people who smoke cigarettes on a consistent basis, are addicted to cigarettes.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a sin. You know, to be addicted to something, again, you're using that for the purpose of what God, again, you're letting that be the God of your life. God is supposed to, the Bible says, he'll bring a peace that surpasses all understanding. So if cigarettes are your peace that surpasses all understanding,
right.
Well, there's an issue there. So.
And you bring up a good point, because I would just as quickly point to somebody who says, well, you can't do that, blah, 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 but then they have like 4 Diet Cokes every single day, and that's their go-to. Or they have to have 7 cups of coffee every single day because that's still caffeine and that's still quote-unquote getting you through your day. So I think people need to examine that. Again, all things are acceptable. Not all things are beneficial. If you are being mastered by any of these things, I smoked for years, and it wasn't because like, oh, it's calming me down and I feel, it was like, I don't know how to quit. This stupid gum isn't working and I hate everything.
Yeah.
So
last week when you finally gave up your last cigarette, it was such a breath of relief for me too.
You know what it was? My wife and I, we quit on our wedding day and promised each other we would never smoke again. And that was it. And that was the cap.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah.
That was it.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Static Radio.
Yeah. Or not. I hope that helps. That was a good question because it's true. We could do that with nicotine. We could do that with caffeine. Anything that you're quote unquote depending upon to get you through.
Hmm.
So maybe you fast from it for a while. Maybe you're thinking about it and going, man, coffee. Maybe that
can
is.
You
my...
do that with Velveteen?
Yeah. Yes. Quick, Nestle Quick.
Yeah.
Kids. Dude, kids, stay away from the Quick.
Yeah.
Stay
away. Kids.
All right.
Stay away from powdery substances.
That is it for Shock Therapy Live, but Static Spring Bling continues. You can donate now, 1-866-730-4921. If you missed the show, we'll air it again Sunday night, 7 p.m. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Adri up next in more Spring Blingage.
Yep.
There you go.
I don't have anything else to say.
Happy birthday!
Peace.
Woo!
Comments made do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Real Doctors, Moms, Calvary of Albuquerque, any political party, Puppies, Static Radio, or, well, just about anybody else except for the moron who made us use the delay.